The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We have got a great show for you today. We are here live in Tampa from the Urban Land Institute's 2017 Florida Conference. We're going to talk about all things real estate this show, about the state of Florida. We're going to have a leadoff hitter is going to be Tim Becker. He's the director of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on statewide. And then we're going to have a series of different thought leaders that are going to talk to us about what they see going on in the state of Florida. It's going to be an awesome show, great real estate information that you're going to be able to use to put to work today to help yourself make more money tomorrow. So stay with us. We've got great content coming your way. Wanda, it's all yours.
I'm your boogie man, that's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight, it's never too soon. To wanna please you, to wanna keep you, to wanna do it all for you. I wanna be your rubber ball. I wanna be the one you love most of all. Oh yeah.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, are you a realtor? You have a foreign client? Well, we have the best non-resident alien program in town. That's right. Maybe your client's an Argentinian, a Venezuelan, Russian, Brazilian, Canadian. Maybe it's a United States citizen. We can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial condo, I'll finance that. Residential condo, help you there too. Condo hotel, we can even help you with that. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. We have private equity options available. You can call me today, I can commit today, and you can close within a week. give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're here live at the Institute 2017 Florida Conference. We're up in Tampa. So I've crossed the line. I'm in now Central Florida. And we've got with us our good friend, Tim Becker. Tim, as you know, is the director of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Burton Center for Real Estate Studies. And Tim's going to give us an overview of what he's seeing in the market in general. And he just got back from the International Council of Shopping Centers convention in Las Vegas, so he can give us a little feedback on what that was like, too. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Jim, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Tim, let's start out with what's fresh in your mind. What's the overall feel of the industry that you got from the ICSE conference in Las Vegas?
Despite what you hear, retail is not dead.
Really?
The news is a little bit misleading on that, according to those folks at ICSE. There's a lot of activity going on in the retail. Obviously, it's changing due to the changing pressures of the industry, but there's nothing that brings great innovation like a little difficulty, and so retailers are reinventing themselves, and those that are doing that well are succeeding tremendously.
Yeah, I think that you'll see an adjustment, and I think that a lot of these big boxes that people say are going out of business or going dark are just really great development sites and great opportunities.
Well, Best Buy came out yesterday with earnings that beat expectations, so I think there's people out there who are in big boxes that are doing it better, and they're competing well.
Well, that's a very interesting factoid. Now, let's talk in general about what you're seeing in the state of Florida. We're both here at the Urban Land Institute's Florida Conference. I spoke on the capital markets panel, which there's a lot of debt out there, and it's available, but it's changing in nature. There's a little bit lower loan to values, a little bit stability on interest rates. But what are you seeing, Tim? What do you think is going on?
I think the market is doing well. I keep looking at your banner behind me that has the fire on it. And I hate to say that the market is on fire like your banner, but I think in every market across the state, things are going really well. The fundamentals are doing well. I think people are a little bit more cautious this time around, particularly on the development side. I think the debt capital is helping that by being a little bit more conservative. But like Florida continues to grow. Jobs continue to come to Florida. And as long as that happens, we need real estate. We need new real estate. And so the real estate market is going to continue to do well.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing what I've seen in the real estate. Just driving up here, I drove up across the alley and then drove up I-75. And then I came into Tampa, and I really almost didn't recognize what was going on. It was absolutely amazing, the growth up here. And what I'm seeing is a trend that I think I see in all the major cities in Florida. And that's Orlando, and I guess to a lesser extent, Jacksonville, is the concentration in the urban core. So is that right? Are you seeing much more concentration in the urban core in all these cities?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of cranes going on in a lot of different cities, particularly in the urban core. And I think it's an interesting dynamic in that the young folks coming out of college now want to be in more urban environments. There are a lot of empty nesters, which, by the way, next week I am. My son graduates from college. So they want to live in urban areas. They want excitement. They want the activity associated with it. They want that feel of 24-hour cities, and so I think a lot of cities are going in that direction.
Well, you live in a real mature market area in Gainesville, but you can walk to the downtown Gainesville market, so you're living that life already.
I am living that, just on a much smaller scale.
Well, I don't think it's really that different, though. One of the people in the conference asked me on the panel what I thought the big opportunity was, and I said that it was in-town housing where people could walk to their entertainment, they could be on the transit line, they could, you know, take a short jaunt into the office on Friday if they wanted, and I just described where you live.
Well, it's consistent across the board. Traffic across the country, no matter where you go, is getting worse and worse, and people are tired of wasting their most valuable asset, which is their time, sitting in a car someplace. And so I think they're looking for opportunities to be close to work, to be close to shopping, to be close to entertainment, but yet still be somewhat affordable. And so that's driving a lot of this, and I'm one of those. And I think our kids today, they don't even want to drive anymore. So they want to be in areas where they can walk. They want to be in areas where there's public transportation. I think there's a lot of investment across Florida being made in those specific areas.
Yeah, it really is. And you can almost do that in Miami right now. Yesterday, I needed to go to the bank, and after I came back, I realized that I really didn't need to go to the bank, and everything I needed to know was available online. And rather than saying hello to the banker, I could have just transferred the money on my own. And I think that you're going to see more of that. And in today's newspaper in Miami, they talked about the fact that the mayor was sometimes perhaps talking about driverless cars being the solution to the transportation issue. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think better connectivity, more density on these transit lines is what we're looking for and is what we're going to get. And I think the people are talking about that here. What are you hearing when the people come to Gainesville and talk to you and your students?
Well, we hear a lot of the same things because they're relating to what the students want. They want that mobility, and I can tell you the students are far more optimistic than you are about the whole driverless car thing. And in fact, there's some people saying that that's going to happen a whole lot sooner than what you think it's going to happen, Jim. But
well, I kind of am excited about the driverless car thing. I drove over here, and I realized I would have loved to have been in a driverless car on the way over here. I could have gotten a lot accomplished or even relaxed. God forbid I should have 5 minutes to relax. But I thought that it was interesting. And, you know, you have the person that's going 72 miles an hour in the left-hand lane, and you realize, well, that's going to be the driverless car soon. And you know what? I don't mind if everybody else is doing it.
Well, that's exactly right. It could be 72, it could be 102. When they're all talking to each other, they could go as fast or as slow as we need them to go for safety. But it's coming, and I'm not saying that I'm a big proponent. I like to drive, so for me, I'd rather drive my car than have somebody else do it.
Well, I love driving my car, too. High five to the guys at Warren Henry for the great car I have, and high five to my fraternity brothers like Mark that are listening to us right now. So what are you seeing in trends in the education field? Because you see the future of real estate. It comes through your school and your program every year. What are some of the different things that the students are saying? Because some years they want to be asset managers. Some years they want to be in development. Some years they want to be in capital markets. Every year they don't know what the heck they're talking about. What do you think, if you're going to give a student direction, what do you think that they should be looking at as far as a career in real estate today?
Well, based on some conversations I just had here, one of the things not on that list is being a banker, apparently. So, look, our students, it depends every year based on their backgrounds. I think a lot of them are still very interested in development. There's obviously very sexy nature of seeing things built and being part of that. But you know, we're in the College of Business and the finance department, so anything following the money is what they want to do.
Well, you know, we've got Gators keep joining the broadcast. Now Matt's joined. High five to Matt. If somebody wants to go to the University of Florida and study real estate, what do they have to do?
They have to reach out to us, realestate.ufl.edu. We're a 10-month Master's in Science in Real Estate program. So if you're looking to be the best and the brightest, you want a great career and an unbelievable network of people, then you need to come do the UF Master's in Real Estate program. 10 months. Starts in June, finishes in April, and you can call me.
How do they call you?
They can call me at 352-273-1827. That's Tim Becker, the director of the Bergstrom Real Estate Center.
Well, we have people that are fans of the New York Jets that listen, so you got to go slow and say it again, Tim.
Tim Becker, 352-273-1827, or you can reach us at realestate.ufl.edu.
Thank you so much, Tim, for joining us on the show today. I want to make sure that Wanda's all teed up as we get ready to go to the next segment. And I want everybody to stick with us. We're going to have more great thought leaders in real estate. We're going to talk about real estate in the state of Florida for the entire hour. Make sure you stick with us. You never know who's going to be on next. So, Wanda, take it away.
Jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 baby,
I'm a fireball.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
What are you going to do when a traditional bank says no to your loan request, when your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? What if you have a story to tell and your loan scenario just doesn't fit into the standard box? Maybe your call would start off with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." Well, what you need to do is call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. What that means is that we're the experts at providing unstandardized loans. Hey, maybe you need a big loan for your house and your bank is telling you no because you found something in your credit report. I can help. Maybe you're a real estate investor with a large cash position in some of your real estate, but you need to pull some cash out to take advantage of an opportunity or pay some bills. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do a loan up to $15 million. We'll let you take cash out on a purchase. We'll do a property anywhere in the state of Florida. We'll finance any type of commercial property. We make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We even do limited construction deals. So if you need a mortgage and you start out with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation," I'll go, "You know what? I've got a solution." Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I can help you get a loan committed today and funded within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/ticket offers today. Let's play.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back. And we are here with Mike Garrett. Mike is with the Solar Impact firm. You're based in Gainesville. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Now, the reason we have Mike on is because we live in Florida, and it's called the Sunshine State. And I think Mike's got a plan to exploit that sunshine and help people save money and give us some insight on what's going on in clean energy in the state of Florida. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. I'm happy to talk your ear off about solar energy in Florida.
Now, you were telling me that there was a big move that was made in Florida with regard to clean energy today. What happened?
The Orlando just announced that they're going to be the next city in Florida to make a commitment to 100% renewable energy following St. Pete's lead.
Now, how can a city do that? Do they have a bunch of wind farms, a big bunch of land committed to solar panels? How does that work?
You know, wind doesn't make an awful lot of sense in most of Florida, except on our coastlines. And we like those for tourists right now. So solar is playing a key role in helping states and cities make that commitment to renewable energy.
Now, what role does your firm play in the solar energy, I don't know what to call it, world?
Yeah, we're the largest installer of commercial residential solar in North Florida. and we're trying to become one of the biggest in the state of Florida.
So you're here meeting different people from the conference. What's the reception that you're getting to clean energy?
There's a tremendous amount of interest, especially when we start talking about the return on investment you get from solar. As a homeowner, we're headquartered in Gainesville. As a homeowner in Gainesville, you're looking at a 14% return on investment annual. And if you're a business owner getting the benefit of depreciation and federal taxes, you're looking at 15 to 20%, 25% return on investment.
Well, I have guys that I know that need to meet you right away. So when you get a reduction in costs, it's a permanent reduction in cost, and that's a direct impact on the value of the real estate.
Absolutely. And in Florida, we Amendment 4, which we voted on in August and was the only bill this last legislative session to make it through both the House and the Senate and land on the governor's desk, was to eliminate property taxes for commercial solar. Residential solar is already exempt from affecting your property taxes. So we're talking about fixing your expenses, reducing your expenses, and not hitting your property taxes and increasing the appraised value of your property while delivering a return on investment that could have a system paid off in 4 or 5 years and produce electricity for at least 25.
Now, when I was a young person, the cost of solar energy was prohibitive primarily because of the solar energy cells and panels. So is the cost coming down?
The cost has come down tremendously. We saw a few years back the price of silicon dropped about fivefold, and the industry has just blossomed ever since.
What caused the price reduction?
Increased demand, more mining operations, and more people developing them and asking to install them. We just didn't have that kind of demand back in the 80s around the first solar boom.
How'd you know when I was in college? Now, Mike, you're based up in Gainesville. Do your team use technology that was invented in Gainesville?
I wish that was the case. I'm trying to think of something. You know, there's legal models that were unique to Gainesville that made Gainesville a world leader in solar. Going back to 2011, so Gainesville, Florida was the first place in the United States to adopt the feed-in tariff model for solar, which is predominantly the German model and why Germany is kicking our butts in renewable energy. They adopted that program 2 years later. The price of solar didn't change. The technology of solar didn't change. But just the legal model for installing it changed so much that in 2011, Gainesville, Florida was ranked 7th in the world for the amount of solar installed per capita.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, what type of trends are you seeing in other parts of the state? Are they picking up on solar?
Barely. You know, we are the Sunshine State. We're ranked 3rd for the amount of for solar potential, but we're ranked 23rd for the amount of actual solar installed. A lot of people are surprised to find Florida, not even 1% of our energy comes from solar right now. It's 0.17% coming from solar.
Well, how do we increase that, and is there a legitimate reason to believe that it will increase?
There's definitely a legitimate reason to believe it's going to increase. More often than not, it's just education. People aren't aware of the value solar brings or the reliability or the cost savings. And it's all about coming to events like this to meet developers and people in real estate who can look at things in a different way, can talk to somebody like us and figure out how we can help reduce their costs and make their, you know, if they're doing commercial development, their development more attractive to people who can come in and say, look, everywhere else you have a giant retail operation operating, you're going to spend whatever your utilities cost every month. But here, put solar or solar on my building, that's a fixed expense every month. You can project that out for the next 25 years.
And you could probably get somebody to help you pay for it that way. Now, I've seen a trend in many of the downtown buildings going green on their roof, putting grass on their roof. Will they soon be putting solar panels on the roof?
Probably. The panels weigh a lot less than putting in a grass installation. And people are paying attention to the marketing value of saying to their customers, we're powered by renewable energy. This is something that matters to us.
So then LEED certification, this files right into LEED certification, helps people get points to get a better LEED certification?
It does, and in a not obvious way as well. Obviously, the panels and power coming from renewable energy is the obvious way it affects LEED, but on the non-obvious side, the panels actually act as a layer of insulation on the roof, and they're helping to reduce the thermal envelope of the building. So you can, if you know you're in the design build stage and you're planning a new building, you can minimize how much heating and cooling you have in the building if you know you've got solar on your predominantly south-facing roof and you're blocking all that heat from coming in. For real numbers, we've seen the heat change from about 165 degrees in a Florida summer air temperature on the roof drop down to about 90 degrees. So instead of if you're running at 75 degrees in your building, instead of a, 80 degree temperature coefficient, you're now at a 15, 20 degree. That's a big deal.
Wow, that is a big deal. And are you working with some architectural firms on this?
That's one of the ways we've seen a lot of change in the last 2 years. We've got developers for housing and commercial approaching us at that design build stage saying, I'm going to build this community and all the homes need to have solar pre-installed. Help me get there. Or I'm building this community and that's going to be my appeal to tenants is their power bills are fixed and I'm providing the initial investment on solar.
Now, do you change the upfront cost profile of these transactions?
Actually, what changes is the ownership model. So let's say the property owner puts down the initial investment for the solar. They'll work out a leasing arrangement for the tenants where the lease gets increased in the amount of the fixed energy costs, but the tenant's still benefiting from having a fixed cost of energy. The landlord's benefiting by making the property more desirable, getting all the tax benefits of solar. And then you build in a little margin of error so that we can guarantee your bills will be reduced by at least X amount annually. And if they're not, they'll make it up to you. But it's already a savings built on top of what they would have paid.
Wow, so then it's almost like a guarantee that you're helping them save money.
It's a guarantee. We want to minimize whatever perceived risk there is. So if we have to say we promise you'll save at least this much every year, then we're happy to do that because we're so confident.
Now, Mike, how do people get information about your firm?
I'd recommend checking out our website, solarimpact.com, or calling up our office, 352-338-8221. I'm here to help however I possibly can.
That's really great. Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much for joining us. One last comment that you can leave with people that'll help them save money right away.
Most contractors, ourselves included, are willing to come out, spend an hour with you, look at your bills, get on your roof, and tell you how much solar can save you. So it's a very painless process to get the answers you're looking for.
So again, if people want to switch to solar or learn more about solar, how do they find you?
Check out solarimpact.com.
So, Mike, I want to thank you so much for being here today and changing the way that Florida gets its energy and the way that we build buildings. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to go right now to Wanda. We're going to take a quick break for traffic, and we're going to be back with more great information from the Urban Land Institute's Florida Conference, where we're going to talk to more thought leaders about what's going on in Florida real estate. So make sure you stick with us after traffic. Wanda, what's traffic look like? And give me some music. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
A crash on the southbound Palmetto and Northwest 74th Street blocking two left lanes. Northbound Turnpike before Southwest 112th Avenue crashed now off to the left shoulder. Delay starting back near Biscayne Drive in Fort Lauderdale. Police activity westbound along Broward Boulevard just ahead of I-95. The support of service of the Foundation for a Better Life, that's your South Florida traffic.
Hey, are you a realtor? You have a foreign client?
Well, we have the best non-resident alien program in town. That's right. Maybe your client's an Argentinian, a Venezuelan, Russian, Brazilian, Canadian. Maybe it's a United States citizen. We can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial condo? I'll finance that. Residential condo? Help you there too. Condo hotel? We can even help you with that. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. We have private equity options available. You can call me today. I can commit today, and you can close within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/ticket offers today. Let's play.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're here at the Urban Land Institute's Tampa Conference. It's actually the Florida Conference. We're talking about all things real estate Florida. And we've got Patrick Phillips. And Patrick has got some fancy title that I already forgot from Urban Land Institute. So Patrick's going to tell us his title, then we're going to talk about national real estate trends with Patrick.
I'm the global CEO of the Urban Land Institute.
All right, now tell us some trends. Were you at the Recon conference?
I was not at Recon this year. ICSC out in Vegas? No, I wasn't. I was busy putting together ULI's annual budget forecast for next year. But we just had our major spring meeting out in Seattle the week before.
Super. So what were some of the topics that people talked about there?
Well, you know, the durability of this cycle. We are deep into this real estate cycle. Things seem to be holding up. The fundamentals are holding up pretty well. Some sectors are stronger than others. There's clearly an overhang in luxury apartments in a lot of markets right now. Rents are starting to soften. Vacancies creeping up a little bit. Industrial looks good. Retail is who knows. And office is shaky as well. Office is changing really rapidly, and that's the core in most of these markets in terms of institutional-grade investment.
I really want to talk a little bit about what the ULI is, because I go to a lot of different trade events. We talked about the ICSC event, and what I have found is that ULI has a real education component, a real personal growth component that I've always found very rewarding. It's what I encourage young people to get into right away.
Yeah, ULI has a mission. A lot of organizations, are really either about networking primarily, or they're about advocacy. ULI doesn't lobby, and we certainly do networking, but networking is really a byproduct of the mission. The mission's about making an individual commitment, a personal commitment to doing a better job, creating a better built environment. That's what attracts people to ULI, and the business development aspects of ULI are really a byproduct of that.
Well, what I found is at ULI is that a lot of people are here with creative new ideas, and it's where people can bring those new ideas together, kind of test them out with other, I want to use the word thought leaders, but not too liberally. And it seems to me a great petri dish for creativity and industry growth.
The other great thing about ULI is that it's interdisciplinary. You know, you go to an architects convention, you talk to architects. You go to Recon, you're generally with retail folks. ULI is all professions involved in the built environment, all property sectors, and all geographies.
Yeah, that's what it really attracts me too. And you get the best and the brightest here at ULI. It's really interesting conferences that I go to, and I love being involved with all of the events. You got Julie here locally, Julie Medley, who helps us in Miami. What are some of the new things that ULI is doing as technology forces us all to change?
You know, we're really investing heavily in technology right now. We thought 10 years ago that technology would actually replace this kind of face-to-face connection. That hasn't happened. You know, in fact, our convening power is as strong as ever, and our conferences are doing better than ever. But there's an awful lot of connections we can make between our members using technology between these kinds of face-to-face events. So we're really focusing in on that. How can you get to the right information quickly and have it be you know, useful and digestible and accessible as easily as you can? That's where we're really focusing.
Well, I think that you're doing a great job of it. I know that I'm using your hashtag and your at sign to do my content, and we're going on Facebook also, so people are watching us if they're looking at the hashtag. In fact, they can see us all over the world, and I think that that's a really terrific value add about doing things from the conference, is that people can see us in real time all across the world, and it's really important stuff you're talking about. Now, what's one of the most important takeaways that you got from the national meeting you were just at?
You know, I think it's probably that there's a lot of concern about, and this is particularly true in our district council system. What we hear from them is there's a lot of concern about how the benefits of development and redevelopment are not being very well spread across the population. That is, that there's growing inequality, there's concerns around affordable housing, there's concerns around gentrification, and that the development community, the folks that are, you know, passionate about ULI, need to begin looking at ways that they can either demonstrate and communicate more effectively the benefits of development and redevelopment. And they need to be cognizant of the politics of redevelopment, because you know, without being able to operate in that sphere, they're not going to be successful in getting their projects approved or financed. It's a real issue right now, and we're seeing it in particular as millennials come back downtown, as we see the transformation of older neighborhoods and the downtown communities. We're seeing a lot of political friction around development.
Well, I also think that one of the ramifications of that, or the side effects of that, is traffic. Transportation, because in Miami we have a very split community. We have all the high-end stuff on the coast, and then as you head inland, that's where your workforce lives. And what's the traffic crush? The traffic crush is from all the outlying areas where the workers live to come into town where their boss lives and has the office. And I'm making my career right now on redeveloping in town smaller projects that people that work and live in downtown, and I call them people under 40. Not, I don't use the M word.
Right.
And where they have it, when they have a kid and a half, they can move to our project. And I really think that that is a real big issue that we have to deal with, because if we don't, there's going to be a lot of social pressure.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it's going to, you know, there's a lot of other trends around it, particularly, you know, we've been advocating for years that for example, you know, climate change is a land use issue, right? I mean, if you're gonna locate housing and jobs far apart because of the factors that you recognize, you know, that you're gonna have to live far from your job, you're gonna have to commute long distances, then carbon emissions are up, climate change is exacerbated. So, you know, these things are all connected. But I think you're right. I mean, there's gonna be new product types that are gonna emerge from this kind of concern. And that's what makes the development business so interesting.
You know, and people that want to live in these in-town developments, they're high density, they're 2 and 3 stories. And now what happens if the person is over 50 or 55? They want to live in a flat. They don't want to live in one of these 3-story buildings. So then you're forced to have a hydraulic elevator. It adds cost. So it's going to be really interesting how some of these problems are going to be solved.
Yeah, we had a great panel today on building for adaptation. In other words, thinking ahead about how buildings can be retrofitted to support either other uses or other market segments. We're seeing lots of innovation around the country in that area. For example, in Alexandria, Virginia, there's an office building that's being retrofitted, not as housing necessarily or as office necessarily, but both. So the geometry of the building supports the use either as an apartment unit or as an office building, even on the same floor.
Yeah, well, what you've got to do is you've got to now have flat parking decks with speed ramps on the outside so that when you don't need the upper floor, you just get rid of it and you make it either office or support or something. And I think you're going to see a lot of that. And I think it'll also be a way that people deal with, I have to say it, climate change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The other great thing about, you know, I mean, a really interesting dimension of urban change right now is the emergence of autonomous vehicles and what that's going to mean for land use. What is it? You know, it's already having an impact on parking standards, for example. And if you can lower the amount of parking that a developer has to build, for example, housing can be made more affordable. Longer term, it's going to have dramatic implications for land supply and land price issues in urban areas.
Well, what I've seen is that we're already having conversations about condominiums being built in Miami without parking. They've already been built without parking. Now people are asking, can they do the next round? I don't necessarily think it's time for more condo, but I do think that the discussion about having a lot of parking is now over in urban areas. What would one good takeaway be, Patrick, about urban land? Let's make an ad. Why should somebody get involved with the Urban Land Institute?
ULI is a lifelong organization. You can get involved at the local level, the regional level, or the global level. You can come here to learn, you can connect, you can develop your business, or you can give back to your community. You can navigate through this organization throughout the course of your career, and it adds value every step of the way.
Well, I think I'm going to become a ULI member. Oh, hold it. I already am. Well, listen, Patrick, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, for all of your leadership that you provide the industry, and for giving us people like Julie Metal to work with. You've got a great team in Florida. Congratulations. I'm sure your team nationally is just as good, too. Patrick Phillips, thank you so much for being on the show today. Wanda, stick with us. Everybody, make sure we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back with more great information that you can use today to make money. Wanda, rock the house.
Looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/ticket offers today. Let's play!
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
What are you going to do when a traditional bank says no to your loan request, when your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? What if you have a story to tell and your loan scenario just doesn't fit into the standard box? Maybe your call would start off with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." Well, what you need to do is call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. What that means is that we're the experts at providing unstandardized loans. Hey, maybe you need a big loan for your house and your bank is telling you no because you found something in your credit report. I can help. Maybe you're a real estate investor with a large cash position in some of your real estate, but you need to pull some cash out to take advantage of an opportunity or pay some bills. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do a loan up to $15 million. We'll let you take cash out on a purchase. We'll do a property anywhere in the state of Florida. We'll finance any type of commercial property. We make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We even do limited construction deals. So if you need a mortgage and you start out with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation," I'll go, "You know what? I've got a solution." Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I can help you get a loan committed today and funded within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hold on. Go like that, John. All right, we've got a lot of logistical stuff going on here. Pat, Preston, thank you so much for helping me. Preston is a student from the University of Florida. We've got John Reimer on. John is a expert in residential, I'm told. John Reimer, he's with Reimer Strategies, Inc. What's your strategy, John?
I work with builders and developers on residential projects.
What role do you play?
I'm usually the guy that does the feasibility, so I'm the front-end guy that tells you pace, price, all those kind of things.
Oh, boy, am I going to break your chops. I used to do feasibility studies with Laventhal and Horwath back in the day. You know Owen?
I don't know, but
no. I used to do them with Laventhal. I did Pleasure Island. I'm so old that the deals that I've done are already been redeveloped. So, great. Well, this is terrific. So you can tell me what's going on in housing.
Well, what's happening is we've got an affordability issue, but beyond that, all the different things are lining up for, I would say, 2 to 3 years of good, solid growth. We continue to have a lag between new households being created and the number of housing permits that are being started. When that happens over a 4 or 5 year period, you're going to have a shortfall in housing, and that's what you're seeing right now. Inventory is very low. People are looking for the value that's out there, and the only thing that's keeping them away is rising prices.
Well, what I've seen is I do a lot of in-town urban housing, and it's an affordability issue, like you said. In fact, we just had the head of the Urban Land Institute on, and he talked about how it was a big political issue. I know in Miami, all the rich people live on the east, and all the people that work for them live on the west and live north, and it creates an incredible traffic crush. You're from Tampa. How are they addressing that in Tampa?
Well, it's the same place everywhere. You drive till you qualify. And when you say that, people need to understand that what we've got to do is make this a more homogenous situation where we have good types of house in all sectors of each metro area.
Well, one of the real barriers to that is that people of income in their building, and boy, I had a struggle to say that to be politically correct. How about different people a block away?
Well, I'm not suggesting that we can be totally homogenous with different incomes, totally different incomes in the same building, but the idea that quadrants can have a mix of housing uses and price, I think, is a thing of the past. We have to look beyond that because these are the play on a more eclectic, particularly millennials. Like eclectic neighborhoods that we have in Tampa, this river has turned out to be one of the most eclectic amenities that we can have. People of all ages and incomes enjoy it, and that's what they want. So we need to find different ways to get people of different stratas all in harmonious.
See, I was an urban pioneer in the 80s. I lived in Hyde Park. I worked in Hyde Park Village in an office, and I would walk across the street and have lunch. How has that experiment worked?
Well, it's basically worked okay. It has to be updated. It's funny you say that. In the 80s, I was down on Brickell Avenue working in Miami trying to get the... Well, I was General Development, and then, yeah, GDC. So...
Oh, you really have seen it all.
Oh, absolutely. So, but we were trying to provide affordable housing back then.
Well, that was a big problem, and you still had to go, like you said, drive till you qualify, and I like that terminology. I'll see you at dinner, right? All right, great. Out front, I'll meet you out front in a few minutes. I'm just doing a little business here, folks. I hope you don't mind. Now, John, what are a couple of good takeaways that we can leave the folks with, because we've only got a couple minutes left?
Well, I think housing demand is still really, really good. I don't see any clouds on the horizon. Now, certain events can always come up that are that you're not expecting for. But I think if somebody's looking for a good 24 to 36 months out, housing demand is still there. Once we continue to create more households than we create new housing units, demand is going to be solid.
We all know that new housing units and new household formation is the driver for the U.S. economy.
When you got good jobs, you're going to have new households. And when you got new households, you can need new housing. So, John,
if people want to get a hold of you, they want to learn what you know, they want to get your input on their projects, how do they find you?
Reimer Strategies, reimerstrategies.com.
Got a phone number for the Jets fans. You got to go slow.
Okay, 404-909-5799.
John Reimer from Reimer Strategies, a man who can tell you what your household needs. Thank you so much for being on the show today, John.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I want to thank everybody. We've been broadcasting live from the Urban Land Institute's Florida Conference. I want to thank Ben the photographer. High five to Ben. I want to thank everybody that's been on the show. Most of all, I want to thank my good friend Julie Medley for putting his great panel of guests together. We've had an awesome time. We've learned a lot of stuff. Sum it up, there's capital available. The capital's more cautious. There's lots of demand for housing. There's lots of pressure for housing to be delivered in the right location. And real estate is a great place to be. If you're flexible and you've got a good attitude, you're going to be able to make a great career in real estate. If you want to do more real estate, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. Again, I want to thank the Urban Land Institute for being today's sponsors on the show. I want to thank them for allowing me to be a member of their organization. It's a great group you should join. A young person can get a great career started by the people they meet at the Urban Land Institute. So everybody, make sure you go to ULI. It's a great organization. I want to thank Wanda for running the show remote. High five to Wanda. High five to Larry. High five to Vivian. Honey, I'm going to come home and see you soon. Wanda, take it away.
report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.